In Colorado, the number of openly gay state lawmakers doubled from 4 to 8.
I think maybe the most historic thing about my election as an openly LGBT person is that it's not historic.
Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri is one of those newly elected lawmakers.
There are already openly LGBT members serving in the Colorado legislature, and they have opened up the path for so many other folks to come behind them.
Ulibarri and his partner have 2 children, and he says it's important for his constituents to get to know him beyond his sexual orientation and understand he cares about the same issues as everyone else: a strong economy, safe schools, and equal opportunities for all families.
I've also seen the impact that openly LGBT electeds have made on their colleagues just by their presence in the legislature, having people to see what it really means to have protections for the people that you love.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocates in Colorado see the gains as a way to secure those protections. With Democrats capturing control of both chambers at the state capitol, the likelihood of civil unions legislation passing is all but certain. Democrat Mark Ferrandino, who was openly gay, sponsored a civil unions bill last session that narrowly failed when Republican leaders filibustered it. Ferrandino is now the incoming Speaker of the House.
Colorado last session showed that the leadership of the House was behind the times. The majority of the House was with the times. This coming session, we'll be able to show that Colorado is the state that is about equality, not the hate state.
That reputation of being a hate state started 20 years ago when voters passed a ballot initiative that excluded LGBT people from anti-discrimination laws. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned the Colorado initiative, calling it unconstitutional. Chuck Wolf is the president of the Washington, D.C.-based Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund.
I think what you're seeing happening in Colorado and across the country is that when there is prejudice and discrimination, it eventually falls of its own weight because it's based on some kind of fear or the unknown, as opposed to any real facts.
Wolf's nonprofit pumped millions of dollars into local and national races across the country trying to elect LGBT candidates. He says 2012 was a watershed year, with a historic number of candidates not only running for office, but also winning their races.
I think the increased interest in the LGBT community is knowing that they can have an impact, that they can now participate in government, that public service is open to them. For a long time, public service, including the military, was not open to members of the LGBT community. In fact, there were certain political parties running, opposing the idea. With that shifting and with attitude shifting around the country, you see more and more people willing to step into public service.
And after November 6th, Wolf says the majority of state legislatures now have at least one openly gay lawmaker, and 5 states, including Colorado, have a gay statehouse leader. Still, he says he thinks it'll take another 20 years before being a gay politician becomes so normal it's no longer newsworthy. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.